If you just turn to page number 186, verse number 14, 14 and 15 give the nature of the divine work. We have read them earlier, but it is better to repeat them so that then we can go easily to the next part of this chapter. Namam karmani limpanti name karma phale spriha iti mam yah abhijanati karma bihi na sabatyate evam gyatva kritam karma purvaihi api mumukshubhi guru karma eva tasmat tvam purvaihi purvataram kritam. Actions do not bind me, nor do I have yearning for the fruit of actions. He who knows me thus is not bound by actions. Knowing thus, the seekers of liberation performed deeds in ancient times. In the same way, you also perform actions as done in the past by your forefathers. Basic point is that you do actions and yet you don't get bound by actions. This is the nature of the divine consciousness. If you attain to this consciousness, then you become the divine worker. Now from verse number 16, there is the analysis of the real meaning of karma. This is as it were a reiteration, a kind of a summing up of the whole of the karma yoga, in which what is demonstrated is that mere action by itself is not karma yoga. Although even by actions, mere actions, you can produce many results, because every action is a result. The karma is karma only when you know a karma behind it. The real action is action only when you know that there is non-action behind it. Action proceeding from non-action and action getting burned into non-action, that is the true knowledge of action. The immobile giving rise to mobility and mobility getting silenced into the immobility, when this state is reached, that is karma yoga, and that is the real knowledge of karma. As long as you see only action by itself, you are still bound by action. So he says, Sri Krishna says, kim karma, kim akarma, iti kavayah api atra mohitaha, tatte karma pravakshami, yad gyatva moksha se ashubhat. What is karma and what is akarma? In this regard, kavayaha api, even the sages, atra mohitaha, they are bewildered. Tatte karma pravakshyami, it is that action which I will explain to you, yad gyatva, knowing which, moksha se ashubhat, you will come out of evil. Karmana hi api bodhavyam, bodhavyam cha vikarmanaha, akarmanas cha bodhavyam, gahana karmano gatihi. You should know what is karma. You should also know what is vikarma. What is akarma, that also you should know. Profound and secret is the movement of karma. Now comes the most famous sentence of the Bhagavad Gita. कर्मणि अकर्म यह पश्येत, अकर्मणि च कर्म च यह। सबुद्धिमान मनुष्येषु सयुक्तः कृष्ण कर्म कृत। वन हू सीज एक्शन इन इनएक्शन एंड वन हू सीज इनएक्शन इन एक्शन इट इज ही एमंग द इंटेलिजेंट वंस इज अ योगी कृष्ण कर्म कृत एंड येट हु इज केपेबल ऑफ डूइंग ऑल एक्टिविटीज। कृष्ण कर्म कृत, कर्म इज एक्शन, कृष्ण मीन्स एंटायरिटी। फॉर हिम इट इज नॉट एज इफ ही कैन डू दिस एक्शन और नॉट दैट एक्शन। एमंग द रिचुअलिस्ट देर इज अ प्रिस्क्रिप्शन, यू शुड डू ओनली दिस एक्शन एंड नॉट दोज एक्शंस। बट अ योगी इज वन हु कैन डू ऑल एक्शंस because divine is present everywhere, divine is doing all actions in the world, he is omnipresent and he is like the divine himself, he is the divine worker, so nothing is untouchable for him. Only he should know that in action is action and in action there is action. When he knows this secret, when immobility is known as mobility, and when mobility, when you see immobility, when you see this, then you become the divine worker.